Joining me this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire is Shannon Easton. She's the first woman Division I referee and the first woman NFL official, Breaking the Barrier. She's author of a brand new book called Lady Ref, Making Calls in a Man's World, and she joins us from New York City. Shannon, good morning and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. Welcome to Northern New England.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
You have broken the barriers, and back in 2012, you became an NFL official. Do you remember that day? What was it like?
That day was incredible. It was, when I stepped on the field, I felt like I was home. It was perfect.
What were the conditions that allowed you to finally get the opportunity of a lifetime that you were looking for so many years?
Yeah, in 2012, when the officials were locked out, I received an email from an NFL scout asking if I would consider working, and I felt like the timing was right. It was perfect for me, so I decided to go for it at that moment.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, we talk about, you know, women in a man's world, in the men's world, in the dominant world of football, which has been dominated by men. Were you always a football fan? Did you always have an interest in becoming involved with football in some way?
Growing up, I was a huge football fan. Watching Patriots with the dads was one of my favorite pastimes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, being the first woman to work as an NFL official is a remarkable achievement. You broke the glass ceiling, so to speak. How difficult was it to get to that point, though?
It was years of hard work, starting at the Pop Warner level, then moving to high school, then junior college, then Division I, and then in 2012, getting that opportunity. So yeah, tons and tons of hard work for sure.
And when you look back at it, you probably say to yourself, well, why not sooner, right? I mean, we've got women doctors, female teachers, scientists, political policy makers, you know, the Vice President of the United States is a woman. Why not a female referee? Why did it take so long, do you think?
You know, I really don't know why it took so long, other than we're talking about a sport that's dominated, of course, by men. I mean, as of late, women are actually playing professional football, but really it's hard to know why it took as long as it did. I think just change sometimes is difficult for people, and it takes the right person to step into that moment and have that opportunity.
Yeah. So, you consider yourself a pioneer?
I think I've done some things to help the cause for sure. Pioneer is a strong word, but thank you for even putting me in that.
Well, I think you are. I mean, it's almost like, well, women can't play football. They can't do that. It's a man-dominated sport. Women can't be involved with football. They can't officiate. Why not, right? You know the game. You love the game. Why can't you?
And I
still wonder to this day why it took so long, why it still takes women so long in our society. I know it's a societal thing. You know, it's a societal bias, I guess, why women can't be in certain professions or why we think that they're not that good in certain professions, right?
Yeah, and things have definitely changed for women in that regard. I mean, NFL now has 3 women working, and at the Division I level, there are a lot more women working college football. So the door has definitely swung open for women. So that's great.
Are there a bunch of women in the NFL now as officials?
Just three.
Just three
currently.
Does mm-hmm. that bother you?
No, I mean, it's just going to take time. It's going to take the right individuals. We don't want to flood the NFL. Not that I have a say in it, but I'm sure the NFL doesn't want to bring in 10 women if they're not ready and they're not trained, because they want to bring them in and have them be successful. So it's just going to take some time, and I'm sure there's going to be more women that are coming up. So it's just a matter of time for
sure. We're seeing more women in the NBA, that's for sure. I've noticed that, a big difference. More women on the courts, both in college and professional basketball, not so much in baseball or hockey, but obviously football is I guess more of a challenge because it's so dominated by men, I would imagine. What kind of resistance did you have to go through to get to where you wanted to be in 2012 when you first took that position?
Yeah, there was definitely resistance, and I have to, I wrote about a lot of the stories and the resistance and struggles that I had in the book, but we don't have enough time for me to even share those, but the thing that is really amazing, put that aside, is the individuals that helped me. So yeah, struggles for sure, challenges for sure, but the people that helped me to see me move in that direction, see my dreams come true, were phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, being the first woman to work as an NFL official is a remarkable achievement. We're speaking to Shannon Easton for about another minute or so. She's the first woman Division I referee and the first woman NFL official. She's author of a brand new book called Lady Ref, Making Calls in a Man's World. What was the decision for you to leave the NFL? Why did you decide to leave?
When the officials came back in 2012, all of us that worked during the lockout were let go. And then the NFL identified a few of us, myself being one, that they wanted to try to hire back. And unfortunately, some things happened. My support team left their positions, So Carl Johnson, who hired me, took a position back on the field. Ray Anderson went to Arizona State University. So the people that had that were in my corner that wanted to hire me back were now gone.
Yeah.
So it made things more challenging.
So you didn't have the real support system. So before we let you go, what would you like, you know, our listeners and the readers to take away from this particular book? Because this is a groundbreaking book about your life and about an achievement that you've been wanting to do for quite a long time that not a lot of women have had the opportunity. What do you want readers to take away from this?
You know, don't be afraid to dream big. Definitely work hard, and most importantly, trust God.
Yeah. Shannon Easton joining us this morning. The book is called Lady Ref, Making Calls in a Man's World. Thanks for your time. Good luck in your future endeavors, and thanks for sharing your story today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.